It's TalkBack, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, TalkBack is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
All right, welcome back, everyone. It's Thursday morning. Glad you could be with us here on TalkBack on KSYL. I'm Al Quartermont. Trish Lola is here with me this morning. Intern Kai is here as well.
And we've got a whole 8 o'clock hour for all of our callers.
That's right.
All kinds of topics.
Yes.
Also want to give a shout out to our new sponsor, too. I'm excited about this new sponsor again, Al. Walker Mercedes BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Great to have them on board with us. I wonder if we start having like a car revving noise here. You know? Like
instead of the jet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be.
I miss driving a 5-speed, by the way. There is nothing like driving a good car. Yeah.
I had a Toyota Corolla GTS that was a 5-speed. And when I was in like junior, well, I was in like high school and college, we had a van with three on the tree. Did you ever drive one of those?
An old farm truck, yes.
Yeah.
And I learned to drive a standard on an old farm truck. Now, that one wasn't on the tree. That one, you know, but I mean, it was huge. Mm-hmm. It was always,
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was not a Mercedes BMW. It was a big old Ford farm truck. But hey.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got some calls coming in. Let's go to those. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. The last caller that you that y'all had, that story is terrifying of the amount of volume that goes through that port that is now incapacitated. But what was more terrifying was the story you had before that of Joe Biden believing that his uncle was eaten by cannibals and would say it in public. And, you know, it reminded me of this kid we had in high school. I think now he was a pathological liar. Back then, it was just a game. We knew we could tell him something on the bus in the morning.
Mm.
And by that afternoon, it was going to grow. And it was going to, you could start it off involving someone else. But by the end of the day, he would tell people and it would end up involving him. And he was the star of the show. He was the main guy, you know, like with the corn pop story.
Yeah.
He was the tough guy. And, you know, it's not unbelievable that I believe these things, but it what's scarier is that the Republicans tolerate him being president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know this man is not running the country. He is not setting policy. He's nothing but a figurehead. I think Obama has a lot to do with what's going on, but I think even he is a figurehead. The true people who want to wield power, they are not interested in their faith being associated with their policy. And so this means we're pretty far down a very dark path that this man who's telling these stories and, you know, they have to be working hard to prevent the circumstances from arising where he's able to get off on the tangent.
Yeah.
Because he only does it infrequently, and when he does it, they try to end it real fast. But then it's sad. We all know what's going on, but that the Democratic Party would allow him to be their figurehead and that the Republicans would not be calling this out daily is what bothers me more. And so I pray for our country. You know, the Bible talks about people believing delusions. And if this isn't it, I don't know what is.
No. So true.
Anyway, I was thinking about that while y'all's callers.
The point you make, you know, the Republicans have been largely feckless for years and years. I mean, they campaign with red meat issues that get the voters excited, and then the second they get elected, they just become part of the swamp. And, you know, Exhibit A right now is Mike Johnson. I mean, I was genuinely excited and optimistic when he was given the speaker's gavel. Today, as I sit here, I'm just wondering what happened. Who is this guy? This does not seem to be the same person from a few months ago. What did they do to these people? Do they put them, like, in a room and show them all the dirt they could ever expose on them and their families? I mean, I don't know.
Scarier.
What's that?
Yeah, because I spoke to him at LC when he's at LCU.
Yeah.
At length. I waited till the last because I got there late. But, you know, I thought they can't tempt this man with money. He loves God and he loves his family. So if anybody could make a difference, it would be him. But yet, they seem to have him under control, and I don't understand that. I hope he comes back and speaks again, because we know the Republican Party is made up of two groups of people: the people who want power, and money, and they don't they'll wear the Republican brand because they know that if they were in the Democratic Party, they'd have to do things they don't want to do, and they're not interested in Americanism or America. They want money. And then there's another group that are truly interested in the principles that made our country great, and they are working along those lines. But man, that is a all the people that are acting like there's no battle within the Republican Party, they're wrong. There's a civil war going on. I just wish that civil war would spread to the Democratic Party as well, and that Americans who want our system of government to live, to, you know, yeah. like Abraham Lincoln said, to survive, would rise up. Anyway,
like the FISA vote last week. I couldn't have imagined Johnson supporting that 2 months ago, 3 months ago. But he not only supported it, he was the tiebreaker, which, by the way, the entire Louisiana delegation except Clay Higgins voted for it. I have no hope in Julia Letlow. I don't know what she is at this point. I mean, she basically is just there to try to get money for her district and then trumpet that, I guess. Yeah. But, I mean, in terms of standing for conservative principles, when's the last time she's made a hard vote? You know? So, I don't know. It's just very disillusioning if you are a true conservative to see what becomes of people. Higgins is the only one in Louisiana right now that actually has a spine.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that. So
I agree.
All right, thanks.
Y'all have a great day.
Well, and I can talk to the point that he made, though, too, about people that are in it for the money of being in it or all of the things, right, versus the people that are in it for doing the right thing.
Yep.
There's a reason that those people are not there and can't get there.
Right.
Because the money just keeps speaking.
Yep.
And just like you said, do they put them in a room and like expose all the things they could put out there? No, they don't have to do that because there might not be anything to expose. But here's the thing. When you're in those kind of arenas, it doesn't have to be a truth.
Mm.
And you still have to battle it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
They could go out there, they could say whatever they want, and he would have to battle that because people will believe it.
Yeah.
No matter how untrue it is, no matter, you know, no matter what. And the money that's out there behind all of that, that's what runs
I remember
everything.
Hearing, this was back in the mid-2000s, when the stuff came out on David Vitter, that the reason it was leaked was because of some way he had voted. And I'm trying to remember the full details of it. But basically, you know, he did vote the right way or per his conscience, and then that all came out. You know,
yeah.
So,
but I mean, you know, Mike
so
Johnson.
Dirty.
I'm sure. I bet he is probably the cleanest of any, you know, politician out there.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, from what I see too.
Yeah.
But again, when you get into those arenas, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know, and I'm not defending him 100% here because I don't agree with everything that he's doing. But how do you make progress again? And I've said this before. Unless you're willing to absolutely shut everything down.
Right.
And say, no, we're not going anywhere here.
I mean, he's basically
how do you make progress?
He's just given the Democrats everything they've wanted.
Well, and that's the problem. Like, yes, you've got to, as Republicans, grow that spine, grow the backbone, and just say, fine, you know what? If it takes halting everything out there, then let's be willing to do that.
Right.
But nobody's been willing to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it's all about being afraid of the next election.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, they want to get reelected. And, yeah, so they work on their reelection the day after they're elected.
I'm not even sure who my congressperson is at this point because of the way they changed the districts, but it's going to be tough for me when it comes to voting this fall, you know, depending on who it is.
It is true. Like, who knows what district anybody's in at this point in time.
Or what it will be on election day.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Well, look, as usual, I see things differently, and I think y'all are absolutely wrong about everything.
Okay. Thanks
because
for the support.
One thing,
hey, we need that.
The FBI is investigating the maintenance logs of that ship.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody hacking the software.
And at least that's what we're being told.
Yeah, that's what you're being told, and that's true. And you know, the thing is this. Do y'all remember back in 1990, when a ship lost its engine in New Orleans and ran into the Riverwalk Mall and killed some people?
I don't remember that, but I wasn't living
it
here.
It did. In 1980, a ship lost its engine under the under the Sunshine Skyway Bridge in Tampa, Florida, and knocked a big section of that bridge out and killed a bunch of people. It happens.
Gotcha.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing. I understand Mike Johnson completely because his job changed and his responsibility changed. Look, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to hit you with the truth. We're in an inflationary depression. We are.
Yep.
All the information you come out, economic information you come up from Washington, D.C. is wrong. They're lying to you because they don't want you to know the truth because we're in an election cycle. And the thing is, if the money ever stops flowing or ever stops even increasing, you're going to see that inflationary depression within a few hours.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
That's why he's doing this. Mm-hmm. That's why he's doing this. And I don't think that anybody understands the danger that we're in. We're in danger.
Yes.
And, you know, that money, that debt is not going away. You're going to pay it back with your taxes or you're going to pay it back with your blood.
Mm.
It's one of those two.
Right. No, I agree with you on that point. I think the economy and where we're at is much, much worse than what they're telling us. So.
Everybody's going to lose everything. Mm. You know how this thing normally ends? How this thing normally ends is a crisis like in 1929, 1930, where everybody loses everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it's going to end.
So get gold.
Well, I'm not saying get gold. I'm just saying that's what happens. I've got a few ounces of gold saved, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you, all you got to do is look in history. Look at 1840, 1770. The same thing happened for the same reason. You want to give your kid, your students, an education? You want to give them a real education? There's a book called Fiat Money Inflation in France. It's about 100 pages long. You get on Amazon for $10. It shows you what happened in France in 1790. The exact same thing is happening right now in the United States, and the politicians were saying the same thing back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't disagree with you.
The minute the debt stops increasing, you're going to see that.
Crash.
Mm-hmm. Inflationary depression.
Yeah. Well,
you can write your 401k is pretty much off.
That's not good to hear.
look what the Republicans and the Democrats are talking about doing the Social Security.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're talking about getting rid of spousal benefits.
That's crazy. But, you know, it's been a Ponzi scheme from the beginning.
Well, it's a mess. I don't blame anybody for any of this. It's just that's what humans do.
That's a good point. You're right. Part of being fallen human beings. So,
have a good day.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. So I guess we're wrong.
I mean, it's good to have people challenging you all the time,
absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah.
It makes for good discussion.
I like the way he thinks. He looks at things from a different perspective for sure. But I mean, right now it is a house of cards that at any moment could collapse, and when it does, it is going to be extremely, extremely tough.
That's the scariest thing.
Yeah. So since December 2021, housing affordability in the U.S. has declined by 30%. The fastest drop in housing affordability on record. And you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're in the business.
Absolutely.
I mean, this... if he's doing it for that reason, that he knows that they can't stop the spending. But to me, if you know you're part of the problem, I just don't think I could... in good conscience say, well, I'm just going to continue to be part of it.
Because you have good conscience about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many out there are like, yeah, that'll be our kids' problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've gotten where we are, right?
Right.
They're like, it's not our problem. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the next generation, the next generation, the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the mentality, we want to make it all better for those generations.
Yeah.
But that's not all the mentality yet.
Mm-hmm. So someone posted talking about the fact when Johnson was elected speaker, there were 222 Republicans and 213 Democrats, a 9-seat majority. that allowed Republicans to lose the votes of four members but maintain a majority. Under Johnson, though, he says, this is Sean Davis writing this, through both and he's the co-founder of the Federalist, through both incompetence and corruption, the slim majority has gotten slimmer. As of today, there are 218 Republicans and 213 Democrats. After the next impending GOP retirement scheduled for April 19th, mm-hmm. it'll be 217 to 213. That means if just four Republicans were to resign, perhaps out of disgust with an obviously corrupt process or in protest of an attempt by GOP leadership to punish its own members for daring to represent the views of those who elected them, the House would be deadlocked at 213. Just four GOP resignations would deadlock the House. Five would end the majority. What would be the implications of a deadlocked House? First, a motion to vacate Johnson would almost certainly pass, given the anger with him for his border betrayal. Democrats would no longer have an incentive to rescue Johnson from the motion to vacate, a gambit Johnson's currently banking on to save his career. Plus, a Democrat vote for a GOP speaker in a deadlocked House 6 months away from an election would be career suicide.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Democrat voters would understand the tactics of rehabilitating a pathetic GOP speaker already doing what they want in a world where Democrats don't have the votes for anything better, but in a deadlock, no. Democrats would be riding to Johnson's rescue. No Democrats would be.
Mm-hmm.
The result would be a truly deadlocked House and a motion to vacate that passes with all Dems and any number of Republicans. No speaker, no more bills, because the House can't pass legislation without a speaker. No more Ukraine money, no more FISA. Washington would officially shut down, and Uncle Sugar's pockets would be closed until next year. What would be the legislative downside for members who resign in protest? There won't be any. Johnson, Schumer, McConnell already decided no conservative priorities will ever be enacted in the regime, and the regime will get what it wants no matter what. This is the universe of possibilities that Johnson has created for himself. Is he smart enough to understand what happens if he follows through on his threats and betrayals? We'll find out soon enough. So, interesting take.
This is an interesting take and a real possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do have Republicans that are saying, no, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm out.
Yeah. And the chance, too, that you would end up with a Democrat speaker.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. We'll take a break.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can educate, encourage, empower. Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana, Mackenzie Scroggs, with a safety message from the Louisiana Propane Dealers. Propane cylinders are safety certified for 12 years, and after that, you must have it recertified or traded in for a new one. And if you make any changes to your tank or appliances, you must have it inspected by a certified propane dealer. And that's the law. Propane is safe, clean, exceptional energy for everyone. And it's a fuel for our future. To find out more, visit LouisianaPropane.com.
I truly believe, just as God assigns angels to us.
It's the unknown.
I think the devil, and he puts a vulgar twist on it.
It's the unexpected.
I think he assigns demons to us.
It's the unbelievable.
And when those demons are assigned, take it to know everything about that person.
Coast to Coast AM, late nights.
As crazy as that may sound, I truly believe there's something to it.
Overnights, it's Coast to Coast AM on Talk Radio 970 KSYL. Freedom from drug addiction happens in NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs, and they can help. Call Narcotics Anonymous at 1-585-DON'T-USE or visit their website at larna.org for more information. TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back on your Thursday. So a story that, to me, has gotten almost no national play that I think is incredibly significant and important. Yesterday, the Senate voted to dismiss two articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, shutting down the possibility of a lengthy Senate trial, which Republicans had demanded to bring attention to the Biden administration's horrific record on immigration and border security. And why is it significant? This is the first time in 225 years that the Senate voted to immediately dismiss impeachment charges approved by the House instead of holding a floor trial or referring the matter to a special committee. Chuck Schumer argued the trial wasn't necessary because the House had sent over, quote, the least legitimate, least substantive, and most politicized impeachment trial ever in the history of the United States. Actually, Chuck, no, that was what you guys did with Donald Trump. But beside the point, the Senate voted to dismiss the charges by sustaining two points of order raised by Schumer, asserting that they did not rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors as required by the Constitution. Schumer moved to quash the charges immediately after first-term Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri objected to a unanimous consent request by Schumer to give senators time to debate the trial procedure and to consider resolutions sponsored by Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, Republicans from Utah and Texas, to either hold a full trial or send the impeachment to a special committee. Republican senators wanted to delay a vote to dismiss the charges for as long as possible, but were restricted by the Senate's impeachment rules, which limit debate on the floor in the absence of a resolution, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they killed it. They killed it. Now, our senator, John Kennedy, spoke a little bit about this. This is the moment where the motion to table the impeachment trial succeeds by a majority vote because the Democrats have the majority, and then Kennedy objects. Take a listen.
49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to. The pending order is the motion made by the majority leader on the point of order.
Madam President.
Senator from Louisiana.
Madam President, I have a motion. I think my motion takes precedent. Having heard Senator Schumer's serious allegations, which in my judgment are specious, about the constitutionality of these impeachment proceedings, we find ourselves in the awkward position, because we're in impeachment proceedings, of being unable to discuss in public the merits of Senator Schumer's claim. And at the same time, my Democratic friends have refused to go into closed session so we can discuss them. So for that reason, Madam President, I move we adjourn this court of impeachment immediately until 12 o'clock noon on Tuesday, April 30th, and I ask for the yeas and nays.
Is there a sufficient second? There is a sufficient second. The clerk will call the roll.
So as we mentioned, that didn't work either. Kennedy did send out a press release later in the day talking about what happened yesterday, that the Senate Democrats blocked his attempts to stop them from effectively dismissing two impeachment articles against Mayorkas. On the basis that Schumer claims there were no high crime or misdemeanors involved here. And Kennedy pointed out that the House impeached Mayorkas for lying to Congress, which is a federal felony and therefore a crime. And he said that Democrats' actions have established a new loophole for excusing officials for impeachable offenses. Said, what do you have to do to get impeached now? I mean, a felony is not sufficient. What's above a felony? So he had made then three motions that would have prevented the Democrats from shutting down the impeachment proceedings without giving House impeachment managers the opportunity to present their evidence. But as we see, that all went down in flames. So I'm amazed that this story just got very little play in the national media.
Well, of course it got very little play in the national media.
Meanwhile, there were more stats that came out yesterday about how bad the border crisis is. I mean, I think in time we will look back as this being one of the defining moments of America where the failures will irreparably harm it forever.
I agree.
So between and what's going on with the debt, we just are setting ourselves up for total destruction. So,
and I mean, really, the national news media, because I had the whole NPR issue pulled up as one of my news articles today too,
mm-hmm.
on the editor and whistleblower there in calling out the media, on this. But then he also gets
right.
So. And I would say that, as the states that are really, really affected by this border crisis, what is this going to do as a riff? What is the future going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Because even the ones that are the northern states that are being shipped, all of them, they're kind of like, okay, fine. We'll make every accommodation in the world for you. So is that going to cause this huge shift and riff here in...
You go back 20 years ago, and most Democrats spoke out against illegal immigration. They thought it was something that Republicans were doing to benefit, like, red states that had heavy reliance on agriculture, for example. But now, once they figured out, we can improve our political power through this, now it's, full come from wherever you are, as you are, and we'll hook you up.
And this is what is still so crazy about it all, too, is they're relying on this for votes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, absolutely they are. Because most Americans right now don't want to vote for them.
So let's let everybody else vote.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right, we'll take a break.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. We're not seeing much of a drop in home prices, even as higher interest rates keep a lot of buyers on the sidelines. According to real estate brokerage Redfin, the median U.S. home sale price, topping $380,000, increased 5% from a year earlier during the 4 weeks ending this past Sunday. That's only about $3,000 below the June 2022 all-time high. Higher interest rates are giving homeowners no incentive to refinance, but now Freddie Mac is seeking regulatory approval to expand into guaranteeing second mortgages. It's a shift that could potentially drive down costs for Americans seeking to borrow against the equity in their homes. The job market is hanging in there without any change in initial jobless claims last week as new applications for unemployment benefits held steady at 212,000. Wall Street is more focused on the coming flood of earnings reports, and stock futures ahead of the bell are moving higher. Steve Potusk, Bloomberg Radio.
Pack your bags and prepare for takeoff, because your summer adventure starts now by booking a flight out of Alexandria International Airport.
Grab your flip-flops and discover sizzling summer destinations like South Beach in Miami, island hopping in Hawaii, or traveling the sunny coast of California.
With non-stop destinations and connections worldwide, traveling with AEX is faster, easier, and more convenient than ever. Visit flyaex.org and plan your summer vacation today.
Hi, this is Pete with Pro Carpet and Duct Cleaning. We've successfully cleaned air ducts for over 30 years, and we've proven to our customers that we can reduce the dust in your home up to 75% and make 35% more air come out of your vents, which lowers your utility bill and makes your central air unit 90% less likely to fail. Doesn't your family deserve clean air?
For a cleaner, healthier home, call 445-4818.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes. And every day, more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com.
Sponsored by Louisiana Department of Justice.
The mostly cloudy skies on our Thursday. Could see a stray shower or two throughout the day, but only about a 20% chance of that. Could be breezy as well. Afternoon highs near 85 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. We'll get down to 66. And then our Friday looks like a partly sunny day. Finally, we'll see the afternoon high temperatures climbing up to 86 degrees. As of right now, the weekend looking cloudy. And that's your forecast from the Senlaw Broadcasting Weather Center. I'm Dave Gratian. Currently 73 degrees in Senlaw. Let's get back to the show. It's Talk Back on KSYL.
All right, we are back. Al Quarterman, Trish LaLaw, intern Kai is with us. Well, you referenced this, and yeah, this is a story that we hadn't really talked about, but it was last week that an editor, senior editor with NPR, Uri Berliner, had written on the Free Press, which is a website owned by Barry Weiss, the former New York Times editorial board member, who quit the Times when, as a liberal, she couldn't put up with the leftism anymore. And so she is committed to good, true journalism and does a great job with Free Press. And Berliner, same issue, working at NPR. He just got to a point where he couldn't deal with it anymore, and he wrote an essay criticizing NPR for promoting leftist views and not being any longer any kind of arbiter of fair and integrity in journalism. So he got suspended for that, which I can understand because he was criticizing the company he works for on a public forum. But yesterday he posted to Twitter after his suspension that he was done and that he was resigning. He says, "I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems." Now, in the days since this story first came out, a lot of people have been digging up past soundbites and interviews with Catherine Marr, the former tech executive who was appointed in January as NPR's chief executive. And she is clearly a leftist activist. There's not even a question about it. Her social media messages have disparaged Donald Trump. There's one interview she did where she basically says the whole problem with censorship is not censorship. It's the fact that the First Amendment kind of gets in the way of allowing companies to censor like they would want to. She's horrible. She's awful. And if anything, Congress, which has no stones and won't do this, should immediately look into defunding NPR. It no longer serves a public interest. It serves a leftist agenda. And our taxpayers go toward that. Now, yes, they get money from other sources too, but there is no way they should continue to get any money from, in my opinion, taxpayers, because they are no longer committed to serving the public interest. They serve an agenda.
Right. And that is the big issue here. I mean, NPR was what you would always look for, you know, as that, you know, one of those resources to go to get the real story, right, Al?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
It's NPR.
Right.
You know, it is. It's publicly funded. It's, and, you know, it's fine if you're an NBC, a CBS, all of those, like, you're there for the profit of it. You're there for, but for NPR to be going down that path is pretty scary.
I mean, and if you listen to NPR, it's no shock. I've listened to it pretty consistently for 30 years and haven't gotten to the point where I don't listen anymore, because it is just, it's just leftist trash most of the time. And it's very sad, because in a lot of communities, like, you know, you have the Shreveport community that's served by an NPR station that has an affiliate here or a translator. It, you know, on the local level, they still do some good things, and people who enjoy classical music and things like that. But in terms of the news product, I mean,
are the last of the great news products?
Oh, I know.
That are actually unbiased.
Yeah.
I mean, again, no, not far to the right, not far to the left. Just give us Give us the facts. Give us the news.
Right.
Where can you find that, Al?
Honestly, the only place I find it now is Twitter. And that's through following the reporters themselves or a variety of sources. It takes more work because you have to really compare and contrast things that you're reading and seeing to kind of arrive at what seems to be the truth at the end of the day. But it does take a little more work. And, I mean, when you talk about the news media, you know, there are several things you have to look at. First of all is the concept of what we call gatekeeping. Gatekeeping is where editors, people at the top of these news organizations, decide essentially what's news and what's not news. What stories make the news, what stories don't. There are some they just simply aren't interested in. Then you have agenda setting, which is not so much telling people how to think, although I think it's gotten more like that, but what to think about. So you see the stories that get the most hype, if you will, and are repeated over and over again. And then you also have framing, which is how a story is told. And a lot of times it's not even what they put in the story, it's what they don't put in the story or the angle that they take on it, which definitely has an influence on how sometimes people view the issues. Now, this all is coming in an atmosphere where when you look at a place like Pew Research, the Pew Research Center tells you that it's at an all-time low trust in the news media. So they don't really have the influence that they've had. But to your point, what I think people are most wanting or desiring is just an honest source, an honest broker of news that they can trust is telling them what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that you can say there is a definite source where you go to and you know 100%, other than talkback,
right,
that you're getting a fair and balanced presentation. And obviously we're an opinion show, so
pause to say,
yeah,
but yeah, but we do fact check.
Yeah, I try to not state things that aren't true. I mean, so anyway, my thoughts on that. We got to take another break.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, if you're over 40 feeling like you're falling off in your workouts, career, maybe even in the bedroom, it could be lower testosterone. But you're not alone. In fact, superstar Hall of Famer Frank Thomas has a secret for you about how to get back your drive with Nugenix Total T.
I did notice after 40. Energy level had dropped dramatically. You want to feel like you've always felt. You want to go home with energy. You want to go to work with energy. And that's what I tell guys. It helps all facets of your life. Nugenix Total T is the real deal. I haven't felt this great in 15 years. And by the way, she'll like it too.
Text HAWK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text HAWK to 321-321. That's HAWK to 321-321.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
Got a big day ahead of you? Then it's best to fuel up with some of Sinlaw's best at Bricado's Restaurant. Walk right in and just smell that home-style cooking. Place your order, take a seat, and do breakfast right. Till 9:30 this morning, get fresh biscuits, eggs any way you like them, melt-in-your-mouth pancakes, grits, hash browns, sausage, bacon, even wraps and sandwiches. And don't forget their fresh brewed coffee. Bricado's Restaurant, 28 West, right across from the Coliseum. Your breakfast is waiting on you.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Over 60 and retired? Making ends meet, especially at the supermarket, is tough. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free website that helps you pay for food, medicine, even utilities. Visit BenefitsCheckup.org.
The best of Talkback is back Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we're back. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for waiting. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
So we should not be shocked that the National Public Radio is leftist. Anything with the word public in their corporate title is not for truth nor for justice. It's to kowtow to the people who give them the money, which are the leftists in the government.
There's a point right there.
Who signs their check on the front of the check that they get every month? And that's who they're worried about. They're not worried about us. Second of all, you may want the truth, and your co-host may want the truth, and the American public wants confirmation of what they already believe. And that's why the news, who are supposed to give us the news, can say that Joe Biden is not in cognitive decline and that the Ukrainians actually have a chance to win the war against the Russians, or that Mike Johnson is a conservative. People, news people can say that and half the public believe it because they're not seeking the truth. They're seeking the confirmation of what they already believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. I think that's true. Confirmation bias, you know, is what it's called.
You know, I'm a little upset with you. I have been trying to get you to disagree with me for a number of months, and it's not going to happen. So I'm going to bring out the big guns.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Baseball is not a sport.
I thought you were going to tell me the Cubs are the best team in baseball.
Hey.
Then I would definitely disagree with you.
But it's not. It's the national pastime. It's not a sport.
Well, it used to be the national pastime. I'm not so sure it is anymore because they don't know how to market their game anymore. But in terms of the beauty of the sport, yes, I would agree.
Well, yeah, there you go, using that word again.
No. We need to play that Dave Mason song. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Yep.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
All right.
I got that in my head now. Thank you.
Been away. Haven't seen you in a while. All right, another call. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Went to a new sort of restaurant in Alec yesterday. It's called Meteo. And it's at the corner of Jackson and Texas.
Yes, sir.
Really good. More of a high class than typical.
Yeah.
Really good food, and for those who imbibe, really good margaritas. I would highly recommend it.
Boy, Trisha's face just lit up on that one.
Well, actually, I might have seen you there yesterday. I was there for lunch yesterday, too. We, because it's right down the street from the office and right here. We took one of our office workers, Sheila McClain. It was her birthday yesterday, celebrate her birthday. We went down there, and you're right. It is a very nice Mexican restaurant. The margarita menu looked amazing. I did not have one yesterday, but I'm looking forward to having one.
I had the carne asada, which is always the way to go.
Ooh.
And it was really, really good.
Good to know.
Y'all have a great day, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. And as it turned out, last night, I mentioned yesterday on the show, it was my wife and I's anniversary, and that's where we went.
Did you take her there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Last night, and it was good. And they even had like a little, what are they, the little four-person band that plays Mexican music.
I saw that. The little mariachi band.
That's mariachi, you know what it's called. So they went kind of table to table. They came to our table, and they're like, you know, do you want us to play something? And I was like, well, it's our anniversary. And I don't know if he didn't understand me because they ended up playing La Bamba. Just didn't really fit, but you know. But the food was really good.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. Now they have, you know, like every Mexican place you go to, they put a little bowl of salsa there.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you get like a bowl of black bean dip.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Oh,
I ate way
goodness.
Too many chips. Spiked my blood sugar. Had to go for a walk when I got home.
I managed to stay away from the chips yesterday, Al.
Oh, but really that black bean dip? Sorry. Yeah. It was like better than crack. So good. And then I had the beef enchiladas, which were pretty darn good. So
I had one of the lunch fajitas, and it was terrific.
Yeah. It is a really good atmosphere. It's the former Fat Pat's, corner of Jackson and Texas. So another quality restaurant. And he's right. It is a little more upscale, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And you will pay a little more, especially for the dinner entrees. But I think they have, you can see there's kind of a commitment to excellence. Our waitress, you know, obviously Hispanic of some sort. And I said, where are you from? And she said, from Honduras.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
great connection for you.
I didn't want to ask more. Actually, I did want to ask more questions because I'm always curious to know about people and how they got here.
Right.
But then I was like, yeah, she probably doesn't want to tell me all of that. So, but it was
next
good.
Time out.
I give it definitely a thumbs up.
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Here.
Both of y'all went.
Yep.
I'm the only one here that hasn't went.
Well,
and y'all went on the same day.
Wow.
Well, look, dude, you got some cash the other day, so you should take your girlfriend and go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I did last week. I couldn't get in the parking lot. It was too filled.
Now, I was going to say that.
Even lunchtime, it was hard to get in the parking lot.
The parking lot is always full, but you go inside, and it's only like half full. Plus, they have outdoor seating, too. So, you know.
And you can park around back, too.
Right.
Don't forget, you can go around back.
Oh, okay. But, no, it was packed the day I went because there was people outside waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could park here in the Sentinel Broadcasting parking lot.
Yeah, over at my office and just walk down.
That's a long walk.
Come on.
That's a long
You're a young whippersnapper.
Exactly.
You should be able to handle that.
I can't. It's just crossing the road. I got trust issues.
Look,
there's
that,
people that be...
Texas Jackson intersection. I agree with
I
you right
you.
There. I
yeah.
hear you.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a break.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
When you think of real estate, one name is at the top of the list. Ritchie Real Estate. Matt and his team are experts when buying and selling homes, businesses, land, leases, or even industrial buildings. And at Ritchie Real Estate, they can even handle all of your property management needs. They make the entire process easy and as stress-free as possible. They are your full-service choice for anything in real estate. Trust the professionals and find them online at RitchieRealEstate.com.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get extra help?
Alzheimer's.gov. a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
The answers start here.
A public service reminder from Cenlaw Broadcasting.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Now let's get back to Talk Back on KSYL, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, last segment of the morning. Again, thanks to Trish for filling in today. Sandra will be back with us tomorrow. Kind of a big story out of the NBA yesterday. Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter has been banned for life after the league investigation found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and even wagered on games, even betting on the Raptors to lose. He's the second person to be banned by the commissioner for violating league rules. Adam Silver called Porter's actions blatant. So, some crazy stuff. The league determined that Porter gave a better information about his own health status prior to a game on March 20th against Sacramento and said that another individual, known to be an NBA bettor, placed an $80,000 bet that Porter would not hit the numbers set for him in parlays through the online sports book. The bet would have won $1.1 million. Porter took himself out of that game after less than 3 minutes, claiming he was sick.
Yep.
And none of his stats met the parlay. So,
God, I mean, likes the story.
No, but I'm laughing. I'm laughing because I literally just looked at my phone and saw that pull up, and then he brought it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, strange how those things work. But yeah, what's his average points? When they started reading his statistics, though, too, I was like, I mean, the guy's...
He was averaging 4.4 points, 3.2 rebounds, and 2.3 assists.
Yeah. But that is cheating on... That is so many layers of...
He should be banned.
Because, man, there's people that take that so seriously. You miss a rebound, you miss a stat, you could be missing out on hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, if you... he's made a significant amount of money off of that.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing is, you know, you'll watch the NBA or MLB or the NFL, and every other commercial is for FanDuel, SportKings, you know, sports betting, ESPN Bet, whatever. I mean, they're all doing it now. So it's like, on one hand, as the league, we'll use sports betting to enrich ourselves. But then on the other hand, when our players get caught being part of it, oh, we're shocked. You know, I mean.
Yeah, but you don't throw a game. Well, I mean, it's not that he threw a game, but still.
Then you need to do more to really educate these young men about the dangers and how to avoid it. Because, you know, we're even seeing with Ohtani's interpreter. I think some of these people are getting into very shady, dark dealings that they probably get themselves into something that they really don't know how to get out.
Yeah. So, you're right.
You know, there are levels of hypocrisy here. But if they're going to do this, then they need to figure out a way to really protect the players, too. You know, so, I mean, individual integrity, it's not enough because a lot of people don't have that anymore.
Oh, no. And with him, he would purposely miss shots.
Yeah. Or take himself out of games.
Right.
So, crazy stuff. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Cenlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored.